Hello everyone, welcome back to the podcast. How are you doing? I hope you've had the most wonderful week ever. For me, this week has been pretty full on. It's Thursday, the 1st of February today. I cannot believe it's February already. I cannot believe that January has just gone rapidly. And to be honest, it's been relatively productive. I've been working on my experiment, like I said, for my PhD quite a lot. And I thought, this week I've been trying to work out this really complex system, and I found out that I don't actually need to use it, which is such good news because, honest to God, it made it about 100 times more complicated. I'm not even sure it would have worked. So that was good news for me. And I've been back to the Salmon Panel, which is my other job that I do, which is basically testing salmon in a sensory panel. So I've been cutting up loads of salmon this week. What else have I been up to? I don't know. Just kicking about, really. After this, I've got working at the gym. I've also got a gym and run session. So yeah, but Thursday the 1st of February, cannot believe it. You'll be hearing this, I don't know, 4th, 5th of February or something, whenever you listen to it. So today I'm going to be talking about something really interesting that I think quite a lot of people are very interested to know about, especially now it is the start of the year. So I'm sure you'll see all the time gym goers, or probably mostly gym goers, but also other people into fitness and exercise, cutting and bulking, which is two different terms that refer to kind of a cycle around eating habits and losing weight and gaining weight, mainly around muscle growth and muscle gain. And then when you cut down, so that's kind of losing weight, showing that muscle that's been gained in the bulk period. But I'm sure most of you know the terms cutting and bulking. But I want to talk to you about the most effective way of building muscle without cutting or bulking. And I think this is a really important, something I always tell my clients is you don't need to do that. And if it's something that you'd like to do and you like that cycle of cutting and bulking and it works for you, then 100% go for it. I just think that there's a little bit of a better way of doing it, one that's a little bit less evasive and kind of, you know, rapid weight loss, rapid weight gain is kind of all-consuming. It's very, very massively focused on eating behaviours and the food that you eat, instead of maybe focusing more on a holistic, healthy way of living 24/7. Instead of thinking, right, for 3 months out of the year or whatever, I'm going to eat more than I need and also train really hard, build strength, build muscle. And then on the other half of the year, so maybe you'll take a break and maintain for a bit, and then the other 3 to 6 months or whatever, you're cutting down, so trying to lose that fat that you've gained in the bulking phase, and then therefore showing the muscle that you've built. But also that process can result in losing muscle as well. So if you do it really specifically and really well, you can see really great results with bulking and cutting, and the main aim for it is to see the most gains over a quicker period of time. So you would gain more muscle if you're eating in an excess. So if you're having lots of protein and also having lots of carbohydrates and calories, you're going to build muscle quicker if you're in the gym lifting heavy weights and doing high reps, things like that, training a lot. You're going to see muscle gain over cutting and going to the gym just as much, or having maintenance level calories. And then when it comes to cutting down, you're probably going to keep that muscle as long as you do it well. But if you're cutting quite dramatically, you might actually lose some of that muscle gain anyway. So it's very complex, and I'm not really wanting to get too into how to cut in bulk because I don't 100% believe that it's the best way of going about things. So I'm giving you another kind of solution, or more of kind of lifestyle, simple changes that will encourage muscle growth as well as maintaining muscle and also trying to maintain body weight and maybe even building muscle and losing weight depending on your goals, that type of thing. But it's a really prevalent topic, and people are always very interested to know about how to build muscle and how to keep that muscle and also not lose too much fat in the process. But depending on who you speak to, what type of health professional you speak to, they might promote different things. So I really would encourage you to go off what you feel is right for you. If you're someone who loves things like that, cutting and bulking, if you like it, 100% works for you, keep it. But for me, I don't ever want to spend too much time being completely consumed by calories or the foods that I'm eating or the foods that I'm not eating, because I think it's an incredibly stressful way of living and something that encourages eating, well, disordered eating around food. So if you're someone who doesn't want to focus too much on the foods that they're eating in a very numerical way, but you also want to build muscle, this is for you. So there's a couple different things that are really fundamental when it comes to muscle growth, despite lots of other things. So we've kind of got a couple different things that are really important. So first of all, you've got to consider what your goal is. So what is the goal to gain muscle? Is the primary goal to lose fat? What is your goal? So if you're wanting to really have a think about what you want to achieve with this kind of thing, whether you're in the gym or you do a different kind of sport, have a think about what you actually want to achieve. So I would say for majority of the population, it's lose weight, maybe build some muscle, or maybe for more males population, which is 100% a stereotype, but is definitely something that we do see in the literature. Men tend to want to build more muscle and don't mind as much about gaining a little bit of fat over women. So depending on your goals, that definitely changes the way you see your nutrition and also this cycle of cutting and bulking or completely abolishing that cycle as well. The second thing is timing of nutrition, which can be quite vital if you are wanting to focus on building muscle without being too, cut, bulk, cycle. We also have the quality of nutrition, so what type of nutrition you're eating, what type of macronutrients and all of that. And you also have how much you're having as well, so how many grams of each, or not even that, maybe just thinking about the different amounts of carbohydrates or proteins or things like that. So I've got a couple random points for you, but there's a couple bigger points that I want to make that really are important in this debate. But do have your goal in mind as I go through these things, because not everything that I say here might apply to your goal or in general anything that you're wanting to achieve. So take this as you will. So the number one kind of thing you'll always hear about is protein, of course. Protein, protein, protein for building muscle and also to be healthy. I mean, we have quite a bit of evidence. I think I did a podcast a while back now about why a calorie doesn't matter, calories are calorie type thing. That podcast was really fun. So essentially what we know is that when you have protein, your body takes more to absorb that protein. So say you're probably getting about 100 calories from protein, you're probably only actually going to absorb 70 calories of that protein through the absorption process. It actually takes quite a bit of processing, and that uses calories, so you're probably having 70 calories out of 100 calories on a packet. We also have the fact that protein is very satiating, it makes you feel full, makes you feel fuller for longer, as well as a fibre source. So it's really important that you're having these two things to make you feel full, but also overall health. But in general, protein is massively linked to 100 different functions within the body, and of course the building blocks of protein is amino acids. And these amino acids, there's 9 essential amino acids, so that means the type of amino acids you can't get within your body, you have to eat these 9 essential amino acids. Other amino acids that we have can be synthesized within our body and we don't need to consume them externally to get them. So these 9 essential amino acids, they're all important for our health, but there's one in particular called leucine that is important for repair and muscle building. So specific amino acid that, if we ensure we get enough of that, should help with repairing our muscles quicker and also building stronger muscles. So essentially what happens during resistance training, so going to the gym, things like that, even all types of exercise, I'm sure we've all had that, we've done a bit of exercise, the next day our body hurts, muscles hurt. It's a very specific feeling. It's called DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness is the specific name if you want to know. And basically all this means is that there has been damage to your muscles. So after every time you exercise slash go to the gym, we'll use the gym as an example. Every time you do that, so say I did some squats, okay? The primary muscles that is working is probably the quads, hamstrings, glutes. You're also going to get some abs in there. You're maybe going to get some other muscles going on too through the stabilization of the bar. But you're probably going to feel it most in your quads, hamstrings and glutes. Probably quads and glutes the most, depending on the type of person that you are. And also what you're trying to target and the form and all of that stuff. So the next day, your legs might be a little bit sore. So the front of your legs might be a little bit painful. They could be completely painful. If you've never been to the gym before and you do a first day at the gym, that is another level of pain the next day, and it only gets worse. But it does go away eventually, obviously. But that pain basically is small micro tears in the muscles that then gets built back up when the exercise bout is over. So that is essentially how muscle and exercise work. Every time you exercise, you do very small amounts of damage to the muscle. It gets repaired bigger and better and more efficient than it did the time before. So if you think about it like that, actually really helps me with training, because I know that every time I train, those small micro tears are happening and it's building better and stronger every time you go. So there is a point in going every time. So you know how people say, oh my God, it'll take forever to see difference. Yes, but those differences are made in every single workout through those tiny little micro tears. So of course the micro tears take a long time to be able to see big changes, but those micro tears are really important that we keep building on that, we keep doing the exercises, and eventually we see massive changes. So that's what's happening there. But of course, when we have those muscle tears, we're going to need nutrition to build those back up. So depending on the type of nutrition you have, you might see better muscle gains or stronger muscle gains over time because of a better nutrition than maybe someone else with lacking nutrition, protein, carbs and nutrients. So there's quite a few nutrients that go on there, but specifically we have protein and carbohydrates that's really important for that. So you get that tear and then there is an increase in muscle stimulation. So that basically means that the muscles are stimulated, they need amino acids, they need to be repaired so that they can be built bigger and stronger, and therefore you get bigger and stronger muscles over time. So those tears, that stimulus needs amino acids, and it needs that leucine again to repair those muscles. So if you don't have those amino acids at hand, what it'll start to do will be to take muscle and degradate the muscle what you've already got. So say you've already got muscles in your legs or around your body, what your body will do will break down the muscle that you already have to release those amino acids and then use those amino acids to repair those damages, because the body cannot leave a kind of tear open without repairing it. So it's an urgent thing that your body needs to do to repair those muscles. So what we want to make sure is that we have a spare amino acid or two to repair that muscle tear so that we don't have to use proteins in our muscles that already exist. So if you take all the muscle in your body, basically what's going to happen is it's going to break down into amino acids and they could be used for fuel if you don't have those nutrients available. That's kind of what happens in starvation. Quick side note, your body will use carbohydrates first, then stored carbohydrates in the form of glycogen, then it'll move on to fat stores, then it'll move on to protein, which is last case scenario, so it'll start to break down all your muscle, and that's when people get very, very skinny, very bony, lack muscle, get weak, that type of thing. That only happens in survival stuff though. So we want to get to that last case scenario. So how do we avoid that? We make sure we eat lots of protein. And another side note to that is really, really interesting, and next week I'm going to do a part two of this episode about fasting, fasted exercise, because that's a whole nother topic that really needs a little look at as well. Fasted exercise, is it good for weight loss? Is it not? So I'm going to talk about that next week. But specifically fasted exercise for muscle growth and muscle building, seems to be, from the research, not a good idea. And that's because it essentially, you might not have those amino acid pools readily available because you haven't had a meal before the workout. Sorry, so fasted exercise is exactly that. You haven't eaten anything in the day before you exercise. Number one, you might feel much less energized by doing that. Some people feel more energized, it just depends on who you are. But you might feel weaker in the gym or in your training session if you've not had food. But basically, the main thing that's going on there is that once you have tear the muscle, you don't have those amino acids to repair because you haven't had that meal before or after exercise. So that leads me on to a very important point of timing of nutrition. So we're wanting to make sure that we get a good source of protein and carbohydrates after and maybe even before a workout, at very minimum before, but afterwards it's really great to get another source of protein and carbohydrates in. If you can, which is for me really difficult because I go to the gym just before I go to work and I work 5 to 9 at night. So I get a dinner really late but also work out at like 4 o'clock. So it's not good, but it's just the only time I can fit it in. And I'm sure you guys are very similar, constantly busy and can't always fit in a gym around a mealtime. But if you are lucky enough to have that time or can easily fit that around a mealtime, a great time to do that is to go to the gym and then go home, have your lunch, go home, have your dinner, and have a really good source of protein and carbohydrate in that meal. But if not, you can use snacks and healthy snacks to do that after your meals. So maybe things like walnuts, or even if you fancied making another meal, you could have any source of protein and carbohydrate, which would be fantastic. So the muscle, the protein is really important for the amino acids to then give you that muscle repair, and the carbohydrates also stimulate muscle synthesis. So it's really important you have both of those going on. But what's really important, I would like to stress, is that total proteins throughout the day is what's most important when it comes to muscle building. So say if you're having maybe 50 grams of protein, or not even that, sorry, I'll say 30 grams of protein after a meal, and that's the only protein after a meal, after a workout, sorry. So if you're getting 30 grams of protein after a workout, if that's the only amount of protein you're getting all day, that's not really that great for muscle building. So you want to be getting a good amount of protein throughout your day, throughout your meals, instead of just one big burst of protein. And that's been shown to help. And also having enough protein throughout the day as well. So I'll put into the show notes of this podcast different amounts of protein that you need per activity. So, if you're sedentary or you're highly active, that type of thing, I'll put that in the show notes. So have a look at that. Again, I would like to stress, don't get too caught up about the numbers. I would say try to aim for 20 to 40 grams of protein per meal. I would probably lean more to 20 grams, but if you are a bigger person, maybe with more muscle, or a tall person, maybe having a little bit more protein would not go amiss as well. But I would not feel too overwhelmed by the numbers. 20 grams of protein is like a chicken breast or maybe a bit of salmon, things like that. So have a look. You can have a look on the back of packs. It's really, really easy. But mainly just making sure that you are getting enough protein throughout the day. And if you can, having a good meal after your session, or a good snack after your session, and having a small snack as well before your session, if you really want to maximize your pre and post feeding window. Another quick tip that I have for you is pre-sleep protein and pre-sleep nutrition. This, I don't feel like this would work massively for me. I don't really like eating half an hour before I go to sleep. But if you don't mind that, there is research that suggests that nocturnal nourishment, so that's 30 minutes before you go to bed, of a source of protein and carbohydrate, can help repair your muscles overnight during REM sleep and also help build muscle. So that's something like Greek yogurt and almonds is like a really good idea for that type of thing, or Greek yogurt and any nuts that you kind of fancy. That's a really good idea for muscle repair and also muscle development. So if you're someone who really, really wants to make gains, there is where you're going to get that, you know, catch up. So having a meal, like a tiny little snack 30 minutes before you go to bed, and also being really careful about pre and post nutrition. So always making sure that you're having a small meal before. So like, I'm talking like a snack, maybe like an apple and a handful of nuts or something. And then afterwards having a meal, or having another snack. So that type of thing can really make a big difference when it comes to protein building. So let's quickly summarize. So we're having 20 to 40 grams of protein per meal. Trying to work for that is a fantastic thing. Also making sure you're getting enough leucine in your diet. So that's things like lentils, beans, cottage cheese, sesame seed, eggs, hemp seeds, things like that. Really healthy sources of leucine. You'll also get that in most proteins, especially if they're meat sources. If you are someone who's vegetarian or vegan, you need to be extra careful with your amino acids and pairings of amino acids. We've also got, if you're increasing protein while losing weight, that's going to help reduce muscle loss. So if you are someone who's in a weight loss phase just now, having more protein can help you feel fuller, but also help reduce muscle loss. And maybe that fasting is not the best idea with recovery and growth of your muscles. So if you are really prioritizing muscle growth, maybe try not fasting before or after your workout, trying to make sure that you are well fed before and after workout, and in general having a good amount of protein and carbohydrates all day. But in general, that is a really good way of making sure that we are having enough protein and carbohydrates to sustain muscle growth and muscle repair while not eating in excess and gaining lots of fat in the meantime. So if you are someone who doesn't want to do that bulking cutting phase like me, this is a really good way of building muscle in a quick way, as fast as possible, but also maintaining maintenance, kind of not having to go through extreme excess and extreme cutting to maintain a specific physique. But apart from that, I really hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm going to do a part two next week about fasted exercise and if that's good for weight loss. So that means we can kind of build on this. It doesn't seem to be the best idea for muscle and even bone health, but there is a massive amount of research there's a massive kind of idea around fasting exercise and whether it's a good or a bad thing. So I'm going to do the research into that, and next week we'll talk about that. So come back again next Sunday for that episode. But apart from that, I really, really hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please do share it with anyone who is an avid gym goer and would really benefit from this information. Also follow along for the journey. Check out my Instagram and my TikTok, as well as my YouTube channel. Check out the videos on there. I am so happy you clicked on this podcast, and I will speak to you all next week. Bye.